It's time for a Coach's Corner interview here on KATE. We're going to get you caught up to date on what's going on with Albert Lea Girls Hockey. Head coach of the Tigers, Mark Goskison, joins us. And Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Now, let's recap the couple of games, and we'll also talk about what you guys ended up doing on Saturday as part of Hockey Day Albert Lea. Let's start with Tuesday. Your team went to Laverne, a team that only has one loss, and I'm sure you knew coming into the game it was going to be a tough matchup. Laverne wins 6-0. Give us a recap on that game. The shots on goal were relatively close considering it was a 6-0 game.
Yeah, it was a fun game. They're a pretty tough squad. They've got a couple of key players, two of them that are leading the high school league and scoring points. So they're kind of fun to watch.
You know, sometimes as a head coach, even though they're not on your team, you just have to sit back and appreciate the talent you see on the ice.
Absolutely. And let's see, they're number 14. I think her name was Cameron. She's committed to Mankato State, and when she gets the puck and gets moving, it was pretty graceful and good hands and fast, and you have to appreciate that. You do. There's a lot of work and stuff that goes into that, and that's awesome.
Again, shots on goal, 32-24 in that game, so shots on goal were relatively close. Again, a very good Laverne team, ranked in state. They beat our Tigers on Tuesday 6-0. Now, on Thursday, your team headed to an all-seasons arena in Mankato to take on Mankato West, and this turned out to be a good one. Your team went 6-4 against the Scarlets, down 2-1 after the first period. Morgan Goskison would net a goal to put you guys on top right away. Mankato West would come back and score two in the period. Was there any adjustments that were made after that first period, Mark, with your team down 2-1?
That was attitude adjustment is what we went for there.
Okay.
I felt we were the better team, and we just went in the locker room and talked about it that, you know, we need to go out there and we need to just take control of the game and put the puck in the net. So we had a really good second period out of that one.
Second period, your team outshot them 10-4. You got goals from Mika Sykos and also Lucy Stay. Put your team up at that point at 3-2. Shelby Evans would make it 4-2. And what would turn out to be the game winner, Morgan Goskison, with a goal in the third period, her second of the game. Your team outshoots Mankato West 28-17. And again, a 6-4 victory against the Scarlets. And when you talk about, you know, just changing an attitude, sometimes when you have a longer bus ride, sometimes you see teams get off to a slow start. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's always tough.
So, again, a 6-4 win against Mankato West. We're talking with Mark Goskison, head coach, Albert Lea Girls Hockey Team here on KATE Radio. Saturday was Hockey Day, Albert Lea. Your game against Red Wing was postponed, so your team did not have a game on Saturday. But it sounds like you still did some things with the team during your time slot, your ice time on Saturday. Talk about what the team did as part of Albert Lea's Hockey Day.
Yeah, we ended up, we pretty much just played ourselves. So we had our one and two lines play against each other, along with we threw in all 27 players. One was out. But I got to go out there and play in front of a decent crowd. And we had made some fun with it. Some of them taped up their sticks like candy canes and other stuff, and just had some fun. And we got the Tiger Buddies out there, so it was just a fun day.
Oh, that's awesome. It was too bad your team did not have a game, but again, sounds like the young ladies and yourself had a great time at Hockey Day Albert Lea. Now let's talk about the big game coming up on Thursday. Your team is going to host Austin. It was a thriller the first time around. It was a 2-2 game, and your daughter Morgan scored on the power play in the third period late to give your team a 3-2 win. I remember that game. Austin had some chances in the final minutes trying to tie up the game, just not able to. Mark, I would assume with a victory over Austin on Thursday, that should almost secure your team the top seed in the section, because right now you and Austin are sitting at 1-2 in Section 1A.
Yeah, and that's they're, you know, really the rest of our games are kind of a must win in my book. We have Northfield will be a tough one, but The rest of them, you know, we have to go out and just, you know, take it to them. It's, yep. it's the downward slide, and, you know, in the, towards the end of the season, we got, you know, six, seven games, something like that left. And we got to turn it on. So we're ready.
Is that Red Wing game that was postponed on Saturday, are they still looking for a makeup date for that?
Hopefully we'll get it in there. Okay. It's definitely a game we'd like to play. So,
looking at the section, now with just four teams, would the semifinals for the section, would that be played on neutral ice right away, or would you still have a chance to have a home playoff game?
I am not sure on that one.
Okay.
I think we still go with a home game.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's different. We've talked about this before. Rochester Lord and a Faribault not having a girls' hockey teams this year, so just four teams in the section. Going back to Austin and then Rochester Century, but let's just, again, talk about the Packers. What does your team have to do on Thursday night to pick up a huge win against a conference rival at home?
Well, we just have to go out and play, and we have to do it right away too. We can't wait around. You know, there's an uneasiness whenever we play Austin, and they have Kate Holtz and yep. Sarah Wongen that can score at any time. And even, you know, Kate took a shot last year, went off the crossbar, and our goalie, that was from center ice, and our goalie was like, I didn't even really see that one. So it's a hard shot, and yep. we've got to go out and get some quick ones in there.
And we should mention on Saturday, your team has an afternoon matchup, 2:45 against Rochester Century at the Rec Center over in Rochester. What do you know about the Panthers?
Not really anything. Haven't looked into it. I know that their record wasn't the greatest.
Okay.
But, you know, some of that you can't really go off record either sometimes. You know, it's whoever shows up to play.
You know, absolutely. And Mark, you made a great point in this conversation that, you know, a lot of times it's just how your team plays, how your team shows up. It really doesn't matter what the other team is going to do, because you feel strongly that if your team plays their game, you're going to have a chance to win every time you're out there on the ice.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. There's certain other teams you play that they do have players that are, you know, that are next level, and they're sometimes hard to contain, and you don't want to focus too much on one player. You want to try and focus on your whole game. But, you know, in the end, you know, we've got a very good team, and we're, you know, fairly solid all the way through. So hopefully we can keep going in the right direction and get our attitudes, you know, right, show up, play hockey, and go from there.
Mark Goskiston, again, the head coach, Albert Lea girls hockey team, with us on a Coach's Corner interview here on Kate Radio. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Good luck against Austin on Thursday, and again at Rochester Century coming up on Saturday.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too.